Oh no. This is a bad day for the reindeer to come in.
Yeah.
Oh,
not only that, I just got a special weather alert for the next 20 minutes.
Oh no.
A strong thunderstorm will impact portions of southwestern Harris County, which is where we're
Great.
Radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm with winds of 40 miles per hour.
And wind.
I'm not going to have time for the intro to, you know, the person that we have on match two. Can you put him on hold?
Ooh, what do you mean? Like later on?
See if we can call him in like 40 minutes and let me know what they say. Did this storm just come out of nowhere? Where'd the storm come from?
No, I think that like there's always been talks about it, but I think today was supposed to be like 40% chance.
Oh, man, nobody told me about this.
Usually I mean, it like skips too.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, as Durian likes to say, sporadical that it never like comes here anyway.
Okay, well, listen, I am going to play the open, but just know coming out of the open, no f***ing around.
I mean, I can't promise
you
that.
You gotta get right to it.
I can't promise.
You're gonna run out of time, and they're gonna get destroyed.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't like where this is going.
I know what you're talking about.
Whoa. What happened?
You did not hear that?
Thunder.
And the lightning, it went boom.
Go around.
I don't want to wear my headphones. That's how scared I am.
PK's podcast show.
iPods depend on you not f***ing around.
Well, the thunder gods can keep them.
Oh, you're willing to...
Gee, you did not hear that?
I didn't.
No, I didn't know.
Oh my gosh, it came cracking down.
Oh. Well, listen, I don't know what we're going to get to today, what we're not. The storm came out of nowhere, and it's you know, big wrench in my plans. Here's what happened. By the way, PK here, right across from me, lovely wifey. Her name is Denise Hyden.
Hi.
Here to my right to run.
Hello.
Who yesterday forgot something here in the studio. What'd you forget?
My AirPods. My AirPod Pros.
So how much did they go for?
Well, I bought them at the $200 range. Okay. So they're pretty expensive at the time.
Denise saw them and texted you.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, why'd you text him? No matter. I can still do my idea. So here's what we're going to do. For your iPods.
Okay.
They're AirPods.
AirPods.
I feel like
saying iPods.
Both of you two are screwing it up. You both are screwing it up.
God, they're so like, they sound the same. AirPods.
Messing me up.
They're like headphones.
What I wanted to do is recreate the movie The Goonies so you can find your AirPods.
I like Goonies.
Great, because the first challenge, and you want to get through the first challenge so we can go find them, is the blender challenge.
What's that
blender
mean?
All right, let me play the scene, and then in front of you, y'all have the script. Denise, you're going to be Mama F.
Okay.
You're going to be Chunk.
Durian. Chunk.
Yeah, and I'll be Jake.
Okay.
All right, here's the scene so you guys know how you do your lines, all right?
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, kid, I want you to spill your guts. Tell us everything.
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 Okay, I'll talk. In third grade, I cheated on my history exam. In fourth grade, I stole my Uncle Max's toupee and I glued it on my face.
Yeah, we don't need to watch the whole thing, but as you're reading your lines, we're going to be trying to put your hand in the blender.
What?
I have right here.
No way.
Here's the blender. Right? And we gotta get through this scene so we can actually go treasure hunting and find your AirPods that I buried somewhere in our backyard. You have your metal detector. I know there's the storm coming. Don't worry, I got you.
Okay.
I got a solution for the storm.
What kind of solution?
Right? I'll tell you in just a sec, but let me come plug in the blender.
Oh, God. That's a Vitamix, too, the most powerful blender in the world.
All right, now, let's set the mood.
Okay.
I want everybody listening, close your eyes.
What if they're driving?
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Pull over. Don't listen to this until you can close your eyes.
The Fratellis have brought Chunk back to their hideout. In the kitchen of the hideout, Mama Fratelli, i.e. Denise, is hoping to terrorize him into talking. She turns to the blender.
All right, Goonies Part 2, the case of the iPods.
AirPods!
Goonies Part 2, take 2. The case of the iPad.
AirPods!
AirPods? Action!
You still did it wrong!
And to be technical, they're AirPod Pros.
Keep around. The storm is coming, so y'all just keep playing. Go ahead, take your time.
First, we start with the fleshy little fingers, then the plump little hand.
Yeah, this one right here.
Okay. Oh, Jesus! Okay! Okay! Okay!
Now tell me! Where your other little friends are.
this place, there's a buried treasure!
Come on, don't give us none of your bulls!
Stories! Ah! Ah, come on, I'm not lying!
Hey, kid, I want you to smell your guts. Tell us everything!
Oh, Jesus! Jesus!
I'm just f***ing around. His finger's fine. That was just a strawberry.
Oh, my God. Wait, do I keep going?
No, I just wanted to f*** with everybody in their cars.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to see if anybody listening to the podcast actually thought that the blender caught his finger.
I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure they're gasping right now.
I was going to say, there's red all over the paper and on the side of Dorian's hand. It looks like it's bleeding.
Oh, my God. It smells good, though. It smells like fresh strawberry.
And thus our new tagline is born, expect the unexpected. I was thinking with our show, because we always toss in parodies and just different, you know, random stuff.
We sure do.
What a great tagline, expect the unexpected.
Yeah. Do you want to give poor Dorian like a napkin or something?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
I got strawberries everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you let me put your hand in the blender, though, as it was running. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I knew it wasn't, like, too close.
Oh, my
But, yeah,
God.
It was still scary.
Did you actually hear the explosion of the strawberry when I tossed it in? Did you think it was bones and a finger?
I mean, I knew that you wouldn't do that to Dorian, so...
And you guys were in the room, so you probably saw, but I'm just wondering. Drop us your instant voice notes. How'd you do? All right, we're not done yet, so that's part one of the Goonies, Did the Goonies have a sequel?
No, they never did.
Alexa, did the Goonies ever have a sequel?
A sequel was released titled The Goonies 2, which saw a worldwide retail release.
Never knew that.
All right, now, I didn't expect the storm to come in here and just mess up this entire show, so we're just cutting to the meat of today's podcast. Denise actually bought this for you. How long ago?
Oh, man, it's been like 3 weeks.
All right, and we're like, man, one day it's going to rain. And
yeah, it's been so long.
We'll have some use for it. So
umbrella?
That is a present from us to you. Go ahead and open up your present, because then we gotta try to find these AirPod Pros.
AirPod Pros, yes.
There we go.
You've been getting lots of good stuff from me lately.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for everything.
She got mad because I don't think we gave her proper credit for getting you the shirt.
The hell is this?
You know, with the logos everywhere?
Yeah.
And she was like, I bought him that shirt, and I don't think he knows that.
I didn't. But now I do know, and I thank you for that. Freaking A, it's a hat umbrella?
It's a hat umbrella!
It's kind of cool. I ain't going to lie.
Not that bad.
This is kind of sweet.
So pop that bad boy on. Let's see what you look like in a hat umbrella. I mean, you can take your headphones off.
Wouldn't this attract lightning?
Oh. It's plastic.
I'll be this. That's even better.
Plus, the lightning's going to hit the trees before you, and hopefully the lightning isn't going to hit anything if you hurry the up.
Would this fit my head?
I don't know. You got a pretty big head.
Does it stretch out?
Oh, my God.
Bro. Dude, you look... I'm kind of jealous. I'm not even lying.
I guess
Tell me that's not bad.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah, man. You're welcome.
You look ridiculous.
Hold on, let me see if this goes even bigger, wider. Okay, it's got to stretch it out.
Now, since this technically isn't like an umbrella, but it's like an umbrella hat, is it bad luck that he's wearing it inside?
No, I think it's just a hat, you know?
Yeah, I think if you open it.
So here's the deal. You obviously know the back of our house is a giant field.
Yeah, yeah.
So your AirPod Pros.
Yes.
Are buried somewhere in that field.
Oh, God.
So what I need you to do, we're going Goonies.
Oh, my God.
We're going to go find the treasure.
What, the lightning and the thunder is
I didn't expect for that to come in. That was...
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be lightning. Oh, I knew there was a possibility of rain, but I didn't realize about the thunder and lightning.
Okay. You know, blame the J-Man. I didn't plan for that part, so...
Okay, I'm going to go right now before it gets worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hurry up. Yeah, you guys are messing around. You want to go out there and... yeah, you can.
I can do like...
You can do Instagram Live. Yeah, just explain to the people what's happening and all that. I guess this is the Goonies part 3, you know? It's a trilogy. Who knew? I was just telling everybody, it's the Goonies part 3, man. This is a trilogy. You're out there, you're looking for treasure, kid. How awesome.
Oh, God. I'm nervous as hell.
Wait, how bad is the weather really that bad?
Oh, it's pouring. It's pouring. Rumbling.
Let me give you a hint. The weather's screwing this whole sequel up, man. This desert of a field, it's near an oasis. How's that for a clue? Near an oasis. Okay. You're at the wrong oasis, though. I will tell you that.
Oh, jeez. Okay, hold on. Let me change my settings here.
Travel due east.
Somewhere in this
East, I don't know which way is east.
I have no idea either, but I think you're moving in the right direction.
Tropical.
Ooh, oh, oh.
Huh?
It's tropical?
No, this is not tropical. Is this tree tropical? I see this in the tropical areas.
Maybe that's the oasis of sound.
Okay.
It's a thunder.
Ah! Hold on, the thunder's rumbling.
Well, don't stand under the tree! Denise, how bad is the storm? Should I just tell them where these things are?
No, it's not bad yet. Oh. I mean, it's going to be there in 2 minutes because there was thunder from, like, both sides, the east and the west.
Okay, so he's playing me. So get back to work,
yes,
bro.
He's playing you.
I'm nervous. Get some. You located something.
Uh-oh.
I doubt it. Too hard. Oh, my God.
Did you find him?
No, the thunder freaked me out.
In this oasis of sound, there might be a mountain of stone.
Mountain of stone.
Mountain of stone.
In this desert of a backyard.
Okay, mountain of stone. Okay, I...
By the way, is it raining, and how do you review that hat? Do you like the hat? Is it working pretty good?
Oh, the hat's good.
Nice.
I got something detected.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, something detected.
You see a mountain of stone?
Found it!
Ah!
Found it! Found it!
There you go, buddy! Congrats! Oh, jeez, what'd you just run into? Was that...
He did. He found me so excited, but then the metal detector broke in two.
All right, y'all, come back up. Congrats, man.
Okay, he's running inside.
Look at that! It's our Goonies sequel. Part 3, the trilogy. All right, I'm proud of him. I mean, I pretty much walked him to where the AirPods were, but, you know.
Found it.
Look at that!
And before the crazy...
Look at that!
...storm actually hit.
We did it! See what happens when we work together like a team?
Teamwork, baby.
There's no I in team.
The dream work.
Oh, that was so scary, too.
What are we not going to do again?
I ain't going to leave over here. Ever.
Man, this weather really put a wrinkle in my Goonies, trilogy.
Dude, talk about timing and everything, man.
Is it getting wild out there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, last time it got wild, we got struck through the headphones, so.
I remember that.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's like the first storm out of, like, what, 3-4 plus weeks? So, you know, like, rush hour traffic going home to Ryan.
Oh, great.
Good luck to you.
Oh, gosh.
Are you checking them out to make sure? I put them in a plastic bag for you, man. They would have survived the storm.
Good looking out for that.
Yeah. You know what I was worried about, though? It's because the guys next door building their deck, they were looking at me, and they were like, what is he burying over there?
And
what is he doing?
He just looked at us again and started, like, hysterically laughing.
I did see him giggling.
So, wait. You mean to tell me he's out there building a deck?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't, like, you know, spend 5 minutes looking for?
No.
What a pansy. All right, well, listen, let's get through some of this stuff as quickly as we can before the storms wreak havoc. We have a match, too, to get to. How about a few first comments real quick? Because the people must be heard!
Go over here, taking a road trip to North Dakota. So I didn't listen to the show this week, wanted to catch up in the car. Just got done listening to Friday's show, and I love it when you drop the never-ending story on Denise. Mm. You get so
Yeah.
That's what I want to let you know. I really appreciate you guys because you make this trip just fly by. I don't have to sit and think about anything. I just zone out and laugh for 4 hours. And no, PK, I'm not drunk. I'm driving. Yes, that last Ivan was a drunk Ivan. Thanks for calling me out on that, bud. Anyway, love you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
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 Hey, PK, DK, and Dorian. The whole fiasco with Dorian trying to get Henry VIII, the buzzer you were playing every time he... up and got it wrong. Totally reminds me of way back in the day, Playhouse days. You guys were bidding on eBay for a game show like set. For the life of me, I can't remember which game show you guys, what set you were buying. You guys got to play that.
I got to pause that. She goes on to tell us that we got to play for Throwback Thursday. The thunder out there is getting wild.
It is intense, right?
Family Feud was the game.
Yeah.
Family Feud, that was the game. What do we do now? Can we continue doing the show?
I don't know. I get nervous of the shock.
Why don't we just take the headphones off then, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then we could save. Can we save something before the computer stops?
That's
and then
a good
all
point.
Gone?
All right, hold on, everybody. We're going to save with the magic of a clap.
Oh, my.
Or do we go outside and do the show live from outside?
Oh, yeah, you got a deaf voice woman? All right, we saved. If we're not touching metal, we're fine, right?
I would say so.
I mean, unless
so.
It comes through the ceiling or something, then we're Gucci. I'll turn our headphones all the way up because we got two more Ivan's instant voice notes because the people must be heard.
Hey, I just had an idea. You were talking about what's the next thing for the show. And so I want to give you a quick pitch. I'll try to keep it short here. But my wife has a side hustle where she does paint and drinks, you know, paint and wine, that kind of stuff. She does it for individuals and does classes. What about doing one specifically for the show, kind of like a listener event, and do it virtually? And I have an idea. I have a pretty good plan in place, I think would work, to where we could do an Amazon paint kit that we can figure out that would work and have you guys market that through your Amazon store. So you'd get some kickback for everyone that bought one of those kits. And then we could host, my wife does all the hosting, so she could do the signups and everything. And you could put a link up and it would be like a show themed one. We could do like the square bear design on a painting or whatever your next merch design would be. We could try to do that as a release. And I think it could be really cool. Give me a shout. You've got my email. You've got my phone number. Let me know what you think, and maybe we could do something in the future. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I love that idea, too, yeah. Because like in our group WhatsApp chat, they were all talking about where they could potentially do like a meetup somewhere in the middle. But if we start with something virtual, like where everyone can join in and have a good time, be a part of it, and then create something, that's awesome.
That'd be cool.
I'm 100% down.
I've always wanted to do one of those paint classes, too.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to do a paint class to where the worst painting has to get destroyed.
Oh.
And we have to do either kids or dogs.
Oh, my God.
You know, your children's or the dogs. But that would mean that everybody in our virtual class would have to vote on the absolute worst. So,
oh, my God.
You know, if it was DeRyan, he would have to destroy his picture of Snoodle.
I think.
Or Snoopy.
Here's the thing. Snoodle. I think that DeRyan, like, you are very artistic. So
thank
I think you.
You
would be incredible. Yeah. PK, yours was really good.
Destroyed. Yeah.
But for me.
Oh, you
like,
think it's you.
The last time we did one of these classes, it was supposed to be like a sunset with champagne, like a champagne toast.
Oh, nice.
And then mine was so ugly and awful, I turned it into a beer mug.
Dude, seriously? It was so bad.
That bad?
A beer mug, yes.
I mean, imagine turning that into a beer mug just to save the painting.
Yeah. You don't have a picture of it, do you?
Oh, God, let me see if I could find something. It's probably up on, like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Or in the dictionary under worst painting ever
Whatever.
Painted.
Whatever.
Speaking of Kiki.
So I know it was not the question of the day, but when my senior baby Charlie started getting older and he could no longer jump on the bed, he stayed in his doggy bed and he got more doggy beds because he would have some upstairs and some downstairs. I think 3 or 4 doggy beds. So every room we were in, there was a doggy bed in there for him so he would be able to lay next to us. And a Cushing's test is definitely a normal test. Unfortunately, my Charlie did not have Cushing's. He wound up having cancer, and I did have to let him go because he started to decline pretty quickly. So I do hope that is not the case for Kiki and that she does give us some more time. Shoot me a message if you have any questions. Denise, I am glad you are feeling better. I've had those GI issues before where they kind of just sneak up on you sometimes and, you know, it seems like food poisoning and then next thing you know, it's a little GI bug. So I'm glad you're feeling better. Welcome back. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
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 As always, you can leave us your instant voice notes online, pkdk.com. Go there on a cell phone. You'll see where it says Ivan. Hit that button. They come right to the studio. You do have some DMs.
I do. But real quick, I want to go back to her message because Kiki did get the test on Friday.
And
they
now
told
she's
me,
dead.
Shut up.
These are got her.
Not true. Don't put that evil out there. However, she will get the results back within like the week. And so as soon as we get those back, I definitely will let everybody know because I've had people message me too, asking and checking in, which is very sweet.
That's weird. They're messaging you?
They're checking in on Kiki because they know that Kiki's my everything. Yeah.
Who checks in on somebody else's dog?
I mean, what do you mean?
Your dogs are going through a hard time. I'm not checking in.
No,
well, it's because
fine.
You're not. Yeah.
He hasn't checked in.
I did last time when you took him the next day.
No, you know
I asked.
What you did?
Huh?
We ended a show and we were walking down the steps and DeRyan saw Kiki and thought that she had died. This is a true story, by the way.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
And
she does
goes,
look lifeless sometimes when she's asleep.
He was going to go to the bathroom, but he saw Kiki, and he was like, no, I got to get out of here before Denise sees this.
Oh, that's
well, yeah, because I didn't want to be around, because I can't imagine what you would go through.
Yeah, thank you for being like,
cuckolding me.
Yeah. Well, I know you would. I don't know what you would do.
And so you wouldn't be there as a friend of mine?
No,
you just
it.
Left. You would just leave.
Not at that moment. No, I would wait a day because that would be too much for me to handle. And I thought, you know, you probably
selfish.
No, because I thought you would need your personal time, uh-huh. and then PK could like comfort you.
Yeah.
And then once you're calmed down, the next day I come like comfort you as well. Okay. Would you calm down?
I mean,
you didn't even go to the bathroom, bro.
I gotta go.
I will say he checked outie. In on Kiki like when you came over today. You're like, wow, look, she's got a lot of life, a lot of energy.
Yeah, she looks yeah. like it too. She's wide awake.
He checks in alert. On her.
We do have a bunch of DMs. I would play the DM song, but I'm afraid to put my headphones on and to monitor the volume because it is live outside right now.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were gonna stop being so soft, PK. Put those headphones on. Play the sounder.
Yeah, f- that. I'm tired of being soft around you.
DK reading all your DMs. DK reading all your DMs. DK reading, DK.
All right, I'll slide into our DMs over on Insta at PK and DK. Here we go. We got a bunch today, huh?
Oh, yeah, we do. Well, first, this is starting off with James C. over on Instagram. Sends me a screenshot of this picture right here.
Ooh,
when are we going to update our picture on Ticketmaster?
I know. I'm going to have a conversation with her
today. Yeah, they
got to
figure that out.
Anyway, it is, yes, it is indeed tickets to the PK and DK show live Friday, September 2nd, Atlanta at Vinyl, which is in Midtown. But yeah, purchased a couple of tickets, and I thought that was incredible. Love seeing the screenshot.
So excited
that.
She almost lost her voice right there.
Yeah,
did you hear
I know.
That?
I know. I'm a little squeaky. Squeaky.
What's
we
happening?
We'll talk. We could talk now, but we went to a concert last night.
Oh,
and I was singing and dancing. And
yeah, let's
talking.
Circle back to that because something happened.
Yeah.
But let's finish up with the DMs. What else?
Okay, another one from JC. Hey, so I've missed a week of y'all's podcast today.
JC.
I caught a few where you think you have gastritis. I also believe that I had that and I was miserable for a few weeks. Finally, two Saturdays ago, I got tested because I had this weird burp taste that tasted like popcorn and it came back positive for H. pylori, P-Y-L-O-R-I. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to all the podcasts, but maybe check that out if you want. Anyway, hope you feel better soon because we definitely miss hearing your voice and yelling at PK and Darius.
Yeah, this guy missed you so bad he stopped listening.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what a loyal fan.
Yeah, jerk.
Oh, yeah, I catch you guys once a month.
Okay.
Popcorn breath.
Lucky.
JC also is the one that, you know, gave you guys the belt and the trading card, so let's be a little.
All he's right. awesome in my book.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
For sure. Yeah, you know? Number one.
Susan Harris writes in, this is in regards to a picture I posted of someone sticking at Bucky's.
Oh,
shout out to
that.
Albert, by the way, who posted that picture.
Shout out to you, sir.
But Susan writes in, where can I order QR stickers from?
Online, pkndk.com. You'll see the shop page. In fact, can I piggyback off of you? I got an email.
Yeah, let's hear
this
it.
Was in a response to an email that came in about they were sticking at the bathroom of a college.
Right.
And I was like, hey, listen, I don't know where this is located, you know, but let me know and I'll toss it out to our listeners. I also, what I loved about that initial email is that the person gave us somewhere else to do the sticking.
Yeah.
They're like, look, please don't stick here, but why don't you hit the hallway or down, you know,
with
where you can.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. So anyway, so I replied and then I got a reply, which is amazing. It says, good morning. I manage the custodial department for Gwinnett Technical College at the Lawrenceville campus in Georgia. It started with one sticker in our 200 building women's restroom stall. Each day we removed that sticker, another one would appear. So by the fourth day, there are four stickers on the dispenser. Sheesh. The support and dedication to your podcast is admirable. Thank you for taking the time to respond. It is greatly appreciated. What a great.
Oh my God. Now,
I thought that was awesome.
Was there a name? Did someone address it or anything?
Shannon.
Okay. Well, I hope Shannon also now listens to the podcast because maybe she scanned it, curious what it was, right?
Yeah.
That's how she found out, you know, to email us because she scanned the QR code.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Man.
So cool.
So welcome, Shannon. I guess, yeah, I mean, post. Properly, but it also worked, right? Yeah.
I wonder if she was getting like deja vu. It's like, I swear I ripped that sticker off.
What the hell is happening here? And whoever, that has to narrow down to like one person, right? I mean, a specific building at the specific campus in a specific bathroom.
In the women's.
True, yeah.
So whoever you are, I applaud you. I mean, you went in. Just do me a favor. Like, you know, when people do reach out and give us other places to do the sticking, you have to respect that.
Right.
So, and that goes with everybody. I love the fact that this sticking is one of my favorite things we're doing. Just be respectful. On that note, you have some more DMs?
I sure do.
I got to black out at some point.
Okay.
So let me know when to get heated.
Black out. Well.
I'm going to go off.
This came in from a couple of ladies, and I appreciate you, including Tracy and Kristen. Regarding the tank, I love it. I do need it for the summer. So when are they on sale?
Friday.
And I have two. So I personally like the crop version, but I know that's not everybody's style. So I also have the racer back tank as well. So we'll put both on. You can choose those. But again, Friday, they will be up. Just check our socials and I'll post it.
I mean, your boy's got to take some pictures, some sexy pictures of Denise in both the crop top.
I don't know why it needs to be sexy. Can
well,
it
just I'm not going to put up an ugly picture.
Yeah,
I
mean, sex sales.
Oh, so should I post it, me in a thong in the tank top? You think that's going
to
sell?
That's up to you and PK.
The rent paid or do you want the rent paid?
I need money, guys.
Well, there's your answer.
Yeah,
there you go.
I need money.
Got to do what you got to do.
I mean, I thought we were going to do feet pictures first, but
did
now.
Did you put them up online yet?
No, I don't know. Did anyone call in with like tips on OnlyFans?
I haven't gone through every single message today.
I haven't got a message yet either.
It can't be that difficult. You think all the OnlyFans ladies had a podcast and they had to ask?
Should I just go
online and just do some Googling?
What I'll start with? What if maybe on Instagram I post like a one shot and say, how much would you pay for this?
Not on our account.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because this is a very eclectic group of people. So you put it in our account, we're gonna lose all sorts of.
Oh. Not only that, we'll probably gain a lot of freaks too.
Yeah,
we want to gain people. But I was like,
yeah,
that
but
way
not
I
at the
could...
expense of the other people that are gonna be vomiting.
Okay. So don't wait, excuse me. I missed that one way over my head.
That was nice. You slid that in so good.
That's what I try to do. What else we got in the DMs?
The last one, I mean, there are so many, so I will get to them throughout the week. But this other one coming in from Allie, not sure why I'm thinking about the box over the weekend, but is the box still at Elia's neighbor's house?
Oh,
the black box.
It is.
It is.
It is. Still. Yeah. I mean, this thing is huge. You guys saw the pictures. If you haven't, go back. I think it was, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, it was a few maybe 2 Mondays ago.
Yo, buddy.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
A listener is inquiring as if the box is still there.
The box is still there.
The safe.
I checked, I think, on Friday. So it was there on Friday, but I really stopped paying attention to it.
No commotion, huh? They just left it, man. They just gave up and said, there it is.
Yep.
Do you think they were actual crackheads trying to steal the safe from the abandoned house next door?
Yes. Well, I don't know if crack is their drug of choice, but they're not safe movers. They're not owners. Maybe they are, but I would say no, they're not those people.
So they just left the safe, man. And didn't we do some Googling and that safe is worth like $20,000?
Oh, it's a lot.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. But whatever, you guys had an Ivan that somebody said that if it gets tipped too much to one side, it could lock it up for good.
Oh,
so
yeah,
maybe that's what they did. Maybe because they were trying to like pull it up the ramp and stuff. I mean, they didn't get it to the ramp, I don't think. But maybe they tipped it too much and they're like, oh, we screwed this thing up.
You think they would know that? You think it makes like some kind of sound or something? It's like an arcade game, you know, like I would bang or the pinball machines.
Oh, and then an alert would go on?
Yeah, if I bang it, it'd like warn me a couple times and then inevitably always lock up on me.
And I was like, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, I wonder if there is like some kind of mechanism on the inside that just makes a loud bang or something. And we're like, ah,
yeah, you screwed it up.
You know? All right, buddy. Thanks for picking up, man. Get home safe and we'll talk.
All right, see ya.
Hey. Ali, what's up? PK, Denise, Duran.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
What's up with you? Where are you at? What part of the country?
Colorado, Denver.
Oh!
Ooh. Congratulations!
Oh, yeah!
I actually do know what's going on.
In Colorado?
Yes. The person I play Apex with lives in Colorado and told me the Avalanchers won.
Oh, the Avalanchers
won. Heck yeah, they did.
Yes, right. The big cup.
It's Avalanche, by the way. I don't think.
Avalanche.
Yeah,
oh,
you
okay.
Just added the errs at the end.
Avalanchers.
Yeah. Have you always lived out there, or what's your story?
Yep, my whole life. Been here forever.
In Denver, or what part?
Nevada a little bit, and then Denver mostly.
All right.
Well,
so,
glad we got you back on.
You want to play with Denise or Ryan? What are you thinking?
Let's go, Denise.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Smart.
Well, kind of.
I don't know.
What happened last time we played? You remember?
Yeah, I actually do. It was, the word was friends, and we had just got done talking about the Friends reunion. So she said reunion, and my dumb said best, and we did not match.
That's still a good guess.
I'm glad I asked you that because your first word is friends.
Nice.
Is it really? Holy crap.
What's she going to do now?
Oh, man. I don't know. I hope she says the same thing she said last time. Oh, man.
That could be a really easy one if she does go.
I know. She doesn't remember that, though. Let's do best. She's going to go with mine this time.
Nice.
If she says reunion, I swear I'm going to kick myself.
Well, let's make the second one reunion.
Oh my, high school. You guys are mean. No,
it's got to be one word, so you can go with high or school.
Wait, high school
is high
word.
School one word?
Oh gosh, no, I don't know.
Hold on a second. Oh jeez, Louise, hold on. Alexa, is high school one or two words?
Yes. High school traditionally
okay, you
is
know,
two.
Okay, all right. You okay. know what? I changed my word. I changed
oh,
it, though. I
want to
do family reunion.
I had a master and everything. All right. All right. I'm locking you in for a family reunion. Darian, will you please go grab her?
Yes.
Nice.
Come on.
Let's see what happens. God, that was a station. The general manager Googled some x-rays. He took all this time off, and it ended up he was just hanging out with his boys or family in Florida, and he Googled x-rays and sent them to the radio station to be like, no, my doctor said I can't fly and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they did a reverse Google image check on the x-rays and found out that it wasn't his.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Creative thinking.
A for creative.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Denise is back. You ready?
I'm here. Yes, yes, yes.
Let's go, girl.
Okay, Holly.
Let's kick it off with reunion.
Reunion, class reunion. We've been talking so much about class reunions coming up. What else would be a reunion? I guess like a show reunion. We talked about that.
We'll come back.
Family.
Oh.
I because we're having a family reunion this coming weekend with everybody in Yahats when we go back. First thought was class. Second, family makes more sense. Lock me for family.
First one out of the board.
Got it.
Yay. Got it. Look at you go.
Good job, girl.
You got to keep quiet.
I said class reunion at first, too, and then I changed it to family.
Yes, good, good, good. Yeah, we got lots of reunions coming up for the holidays, so. Okay.
For the win. You ready?
We
for
got
the
this.
For the big W.
Oh, gosh. Come on, girl.
Friends.
Oh, gosh. Friends is a TV show. Friends, best friends. Friends in low places. Friends. What else would be friends? I know it's a show. Now, are we going that way? That route? Because we talked about that. Friends show or best friends? Because we're all hanging out. We're all best friends. Lock me in for best, baby!
Yeah! You got it!
Oh my gosh! Good job!
We gotta get confetti cannons for her.
Oh my god!
Jeez Louise.
That is
good
awesome.
Job.
It's good feeling.
I'm more excited than anybody.
I'm like sweating because I'm dancing so hard. I won. We won.
Yeah, we did. My legs are shaking.
So does that tie you with wins?
I'll have to pull it up.
With Darian, or what's happening on the leaderboard now?
Oh yeah.
That might have been. You started slipping, and then she's coming in heavy.
I know.
That's true.
I might have. Like official wins, this would be my second, but I had like a halfie, so the 2.5. But I think Darian's
We're not counting the halfie.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, I counted that when you couldn't get one win in like 6 months.
All right, whatever. So technically,
she just needed me.
Yeah, yes, that is so right.
And the reason I went with friends is because last time you guys lost it on that because you were talking about
the
TV shows. You said best.
Same thing, best.
So y'all had to. See, there you go.
Wow.
Take two worked.
Yay, yeah, Holly, that's awesome.
Well, listen, congrats.
Yeah.
We have one of our prize packs we're going to get out in the mail for you. So I'm going to have Darian call you as soon as we're done today, and then we'll get your address and we'll get that out to you. Here in the next few days.
Yes, that's awesome.
All right, I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
I
Holly,
know,
everybody.
Oh, bye.
Yeah, Holly.
Be good, Holly,
thank
and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
Stuff you can't buy. Intelligence. Does she like her new job?
She does. And apparently, once a month, they have pedos. Wait, no.
Sure as hell.
Hi, little boy. And a night laughing with us. Well, didn't think that through. I guess you can buy that because you can get a ticket, which gets you in the door, so. Huh.
The PK and DK Show, Friday, September 2nd at Final.
Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster
or PKanddk.com.
Buy your tickets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
An ordinary day.
You been thinking about marriage?
Oh, I gotta ask me that. And this is just a lot of, you know, positive stuff happening right this second, you know, in my life.
Yeah. I'm not even wearing my seatbelt!
We're
We're upside down!
Oh, Jesus, what's going on?
Kick up the water! Hold your breath!
A car accident. Millions of people experience this unfortunate incident every year. One insurance company has you covered. So when accidents happen, when disaster strikes, think shit happens.
Happens insurance.
Happens Insurance, a subsidiary of
Holy Sh**,
Incorporated.
Wow. Wow. Both of you.
Oh my gosh. You never know, you know? Expect the unexpected.
I guess so.
Hey, that's sporadical right there, yeah. My man.
Yes, it is.
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
And here is your first story. It is Tuesday, June 28th. I know we've been talking about our trip because it is something big that's coming up. We are all leaving on Wednesday, flying to Oregon, meet up Friday.
That's right.
But the reason I'm bringing it up now is there are so many flight cancellations that are threatening everyone who is traveling this weekend.
No. So many.
Because like they're saying like over 3.5 million people are going to fly, first of all. But second, like I don't know if it's the FAA or if it's the airlines, but they're saying that, you know, everybody is just understaffed. And even though the planes are full, there's nobody to fly. There's nobody to work. So everyone's just being canceled.
You know, I'd rather be canceled than having somebody that's, you know, that thinks they can be a pilot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd feel safer that way, too.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, you know, it sucks of the inconvenience, but I don't want you to pretend to, you know, well, I think I got this. It's the landing that's really difficult, yeah. But let's see what happens.
But, I mean, it's not just pilot shortage. It's just everybody. Like, one of our listeners in the WhatsApp chat, she just got her job. I think it was at Delta. She's, like, part of the crew
that
does the turnover, and she was, like, going into some details. I don't know if she wants it on the air, but...
Well, why'd you say who she was?
I didn't say her name.
Okay, then drop them.
But, just like it's like hot on the planes, and there's just a lot of stuff that she didn't realize, like going into this new job that she's dealing with. But there's a lot that people don't tell you.
Well, you got to tell me what they don't tell me. Otherwise, why are you telling me?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Well, somebody just tell me what I'm not supposed to know. And while I'm asking you that question, let me ask you this question. I got word that flight attendants, they don't get paid when the plane's on the ground. Is that real? Is that true? I know we have some that listen to us, so I'm just curious. Slide into our DMs or drop us an instant voice note. I can keep you anonymous as well, but is that true? Because that doesn't make any sense to me. They do a lot of work on the ground before the plane actually takes off, so why would they not get paid for that time?
Yeah, did something change? They used to get paid, like when they clock in or something?
I just feel like if they're there doing work, they probably are getting paid for that work.
That's what I always thought, yeah.
When I heard that, I immediately kind of dismissed it, but it could be right. I don't know. Just tossing it out there. What else do you have?
So we all are fans of Costco here, and they have a huge recall going on. So if you do have a Sunvilla 10-foot solar LED market umbrella, they're catching fire, and they want you to return
nice and warm
it
in the winter
as soon as possible. Yeah, fire, burn hazards, all sorts of that. But yeah, 400,000 units. So if you got something from between like December of 2020 through May of this year, go back and return it.
That's a cool invention, though.
What's that?
St- sticking a solar panel on top of the umbrella.
Yeah, if it doesn't catch on fire, then yeah, it's pretty cool.
Gotta,
but you know,
just gotta fix that.
It's the fire part that you know.
And you guys know, like yesterday, we talked about the story of the Wendy's employee who was assaulted and had her chicken nuggets thrown back because they weren't spicy or whatever. This is a really awful story. It happened in Atlanta. A Subway employee was fatally shot, and another worker was injured after an argument with this customer. The guy has been arrested, but apparently it stemmed from having too much mayonnaise on his sandwich.
Oh my God.
And is that nuts?
We look at these stories and you're like, oh my God, that's stupid news. But no, like really over mayo, someone is dead. Someone else is injured. And
how do you gotta shoot somebody over mayonnaise?
A 5-year-old kid in the restaurant at the same time.
Too much mayonnaise. You can just scrape it off. I mean, like what a diva. Like it wasn't like you didn't even have enough mayonnaise. Because then you couldn't put more mayonnaise on there. Too much mayonnaise.
I mean,
really
just,
that big of a problem?
People are just short.
Who doesn't like mayonnaise?
Such short-fused. It makes me really, really sad, you know, for everything that's going on in this
world.
There's
more than just short-fused on that one. Well, you don't shoot somebody over, you know?
Yes.
Definitely.
There is.
Definitely a Miracle Whip person.
Ew, are you serious?
No, not me. I'm saying that person.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
Worst part of the story is they don't even know. Do they know who? I think they do know who, but they haven't found or they haven't named a suspect.
They haven't named. Yes, they already have. They have somebody in custody. Oh, but good. As we're recording this right now,
holy sh! Balls. You guys hear that?
Yes.
I got a lot of processing, so maybe you didn't.
I could feel it, too.
Anyway, I'm going to end my news before like these burn my ears. I'm Denise, and those are the top three things you need to know.
Don't be a baby.
Ryan has them off.
Yeah, I can't stand being shocked at all, dude.
They're on his head. They're on my head. We're talking about the headphones?
Yeah. But they're not covering my ear. I'm too scared.
Well, you don't think you can get shocked there?
I don't think so.
You just moved them an inch away from your ear, so you're really not doing anything.
Well, I feel like it's more safe because I don't want them to shock my eardrum and then I could go permanently deaf, you know?
At that point, why don't you just take them off your head?
I think I will. Until it calms down.
This guy.
It's too crazy out there.
Yeah, it is.
So listen, I know you were in charge of lining up interviews, which is why we haven't had one interview this year.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
And I always harp on him and nothing. I mean, nothing. Although today he did reach out to somebody.
To this Texas Bushman. Who dresses up like a bush and scares people.
Oh.
That's why we're not
weird.
Getting
why?
The numbers that
I'll figure, like, you know, that will be easy to get somebody on, so it kind of...
The bush man doesn't want to come on?
He hasn't responded to me, man.
You just want to ask him, like, why he does what he does? Or if he gets paid?
And
or what's
so
the...
many questions, because I think there went a video went viral because somebody attacked him.
Oh.
So right now, I mean, his videos get over 1 million views, like, all his videos.
Oh, so he's got, like, an actual following.
So he, he's up there now.
San Francisco had a bunch of those bush guys. I hated them.
Seriously?
Yeah, because then they jump at you. It was a fisherman's wharf. They have a bush, and you don't, you know, if you're not paying attention, they'll jump at you and just scare the crap. And then they have like the tin can. So then you're supposed to tip them. I'm like, why am I tipping you? Yeah. And you got to stay woke too, because then they'll, you know, what happens is they get like a crowd around them. So then you don't know why there's a crowd standing there, but I'm so oblivious, I still get it.
And then everybody's laughing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the video, some of that happens.
So anyways, we couldn't even get that guy on.
No.
I'm talking to somebody that used to be a fundamentalist.
Shut up.
Am I saying that even right?
Yeah, sounds right.
So it was something I saw on Reddit, and somebody was, I'll read you what she wrote. She goes, and it just occurred to me, it might not be a she, because the name is Lobster something.
Lobster?
So it could be a he.
Okay.
I don't know, but I escaped from the Quiverful/IFB.
IFB.
Cult, in parentheses. About 2 years ago now, they completely brainwashed my family. I can't even have a relationship with any of them now that I've left. I'm constantly having to deprogram myself from the harmful messaging the IFB shoved down my throat my entire life. The programming was even worse for me and my siblings because we were homeschooled, which, by the way, I did some more research, and a lot of these kids are homeschooled, which I'm sure you saw. I haven't seen the documentary.
You
got to
watch it, bro.
My whole life was church and my homeschool group. I wasn't allowed to have any friends or beliefs outside of that protective bubble. It's a scary thing. I'm so glad more people are starting to realize that it's not an innocent movement, which is crazy. So anyway, I reached out to the Lobster person.
Yeah.
And they hit me back saying, thanks so much for reaching out. I would absolutely be open to talking about, because I asked, I was like, hey, would you be open to coming on the show and actually, you know, what is it really like?
Exactly.
Sometimes the documentaries are just going in there, you know, you never know.
Yeah, people have
like mislead or something.
But Lobster says, I don't mind sharing my experiences at all, especially if you can educate and encourage others to get out. So anyway, I'm gonna do some more work and see if we can get on.
Yeah, it sounds promising.
You know,
perfect.
Yeah, to me, it's just there's just something about when you're talking to somebody that's been through it. You know, we can sit here, we can speculate, we can talk to people that know people, but you know, if you've actually been through it, how'd you get out?
Yeah.
You know, they're that protective. And what does that protective mean? No cartoons, no TV, no nothing. Do you even have a TV in the house? What was it like?
I want to know, too, like, what was, like, something said to you, or when did you start believing that the religion you're in was not right? Like, what was that one thing that made you steer away?
Was it friends? Friends have a hell of an influence on you. You know, you meet the wrong. How do you, I meant to ask you that.
Huh.
Like, do you get a good gauge on who Bryson's hanging out with? How do you stay on top of that?
In Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
He did have a friend that he was getting real close to. Mm-hmm. They were spending a night at our house and the friend's house.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so it ended up being where I would go meet the parents.
Okay.
And the dad and I, we went to the park with the kids, Bryson and his
so
kid.
So you try to get to know the people he's hanging out
with. Yeah. So first he'll have the kids come over, Bryson's friends, and then he'll get to a point to where, yo, we got to meet the parents, see what's up with the parents.
So, I mean, sorry if this sounds crazy because maybe I'm controlling, but like before Bryson goes over to a stranger's house, don't you want to meet the parents first, or does it not work like that?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, boy. Why
depends.
Am I asking to Ryan, huh?
Because I feel like when I was growing up, like we all knew everyone like in the neighborhood who I would be going to their house. But like now if we had a kid, I wouldn't just let them go over even at 12 to a stranger's house without actually meeting the parent or.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my bad. We never let Bryson go over to the friend's house because we haven't met the parents. But. The parents let their son come stay the night with us.
And they're cool that they've never met you guys?
Did
you talk on the phone or text or something?
The Jessica would chat with the mom.
Okay.
Over text messaging.
Okay, that would be good. Because like if the kid's just randomly staying over, then they could accuse you guys of kidnapping or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, man, my mind had a kid just for that.
My mind just goes to like the craziest, darkest places because the world is scary.
Yeah, Bryson hasn't really spent the night at somebody else's house yet.
Okay.
But if that were to occur, we'll definitely have to talk with the parents first before that happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that answers my question, you know. You know, surprisingly, y'all have done a really great job from the outside of just viewing and, you know, seeing you every day and hearing some of the issues that you've had.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have been incredible parents. So,
so
respect.
Far.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That means a lot, actually.
There's a couple of times because I always think to myself, you know, you watch like a movie or a TV show or like Full House back in the day, the parents always have the right things to say.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have
pep
ever.
Pep talks.
Yeah, and the pep talks, I think to myself, well, I'm listening to the pep talks. It's not what I would have said. Oh, that's good.
It sounds really good. That happens all the time on This Is Us. Yes, I'm still finishing the final chapter.
But you've done a few times, and the way that you've responded, hell, you've pulled it on me, too, to where I have to take a step back. I don't tell you this because I'm a jerk. But there's been a couple of times that I take a step back. And I actually take what you say to heart and think to myself, yeah, maybe I was a little, I should have viewed the situation from this angle.
Right.
And, you know, so
you're trying to give Duran credit now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're doing a good job.
I appreciate
being
that.
Such a big dummy.
Again, I'm street smart, not book smart.
All right, enough of the mushy. Let's go downhill with him right now. Birthdays, go.
Okay. And I'm going to go, and I'm going to go right now. Because. 3, 2, 1, and now we interrupt the regularly.
No!
I got this!
Or This
I
Is
got
Us.
This.
I got this.
I got this. It's supposed to be my cue to succeed.
man.
I keep forgetting.
Oh, like one of these days I'm going to have to, you know, pay somebody $100, so.
Gosh.
Just waiting for it to happen.
Okay, I got this. Downhill. And now. We interrupt this regularly scheduled show for another Duran Birthday shout-out.
There you go, buddy.
Woo!
To be honest with you, I zoned off, so I don't even know if you got it, but we'll go with that.
That was it.
Okay.
Submit your birthdays online, pkndk.com/birthdays. If he gets through beginning and end, $100 that day. If it's only one person, that person's going to get the money. If it's multiple people, we will do a drawing. But here we go. Apologies and birthdays now with Darian.
Okay, and apologies. And it's one birthday today. It's Glendalia. Oh, Glendalia. Glendalia? Glendalia? Glendalia.
Thank you.
And you're turning 39 from Nancy and Blanca, Gasper, Gasper Ari... R-N-D...
Just to say Nancy and Blanca, that's fine.
Nancy and Blanca! And it says, happy birthday to the...
Does it really?
Yes,
no.
It does. With the exclamation marks, a.k.a. Glendy, we love you. Have a great day.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday,
Your day.
We got a birthday... this song for you.
Here's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey!
And now we rejoin the show.
Got a name.
Seriously?
It yeah, does it have does. A name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, you're, on, yeah, yeah. You're on it.
And now we return.
Rejoin.
Oh!
Rejoin. Yeah.
And now.
Third time. AI Derine's about to walk on in here. Deepfake.
I got this.
Oh, I'm waiting on you.
And now we rejoin the PK and DK show. Already in progress.
There it is, buddy. There it is. Speaking of the deepfake stuff, I just saw a news story, which I did not read, but a law was just signed in effect, Florida.
Yeah.
Part of like a 35 law package that makes it illegal. What I was saying, because some other states already had it on the books, it makes it illegal to deepfake an actress to, you know.
Or
I think it might be anybody at any point or something. So I don't know if it affects, like, let's say if you're doing a YouTube parody. And you wanted Tom Cruise and Will Smith or something. That might be illegal now in Florida. I'll do some more research. Ew. This is why I shouldn't talk.
Yeah, I was like,
before reading the full article.
Or we could just do like a new segment called Headlines, and we just read a headline and then kind of.
That's what I usually like everybody I do else anyways.
Does. Yeah.
The other story that grabbed my attention, there was a reporter at CNN in Atlanta who just quit because it just became too much for her. And she's moving to Ohio or Idaho or somewhere just so she can dedicate more time to the family, which I thought was interesting to me because of what we do. And you know, when you reach CNN level status, you know, that's pretty up there.
Oh, that
you're
is.
Not,
yeah.
You're not doing weather on your local channel and, you know. You
probably get like a well-paid job with CNN.
I mean, it's not easy to get to that point. So for somebody to be like, you know what, to have the awareness to even do that. So I just thought that was an interesting article, you know?
Do you know who it was?
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Was she a news anchor?
She was something.
Oh, huh. Second, just the headlines.
Just the headlines, yeah. Just the headlines, PK. Your shirt, almost done with the Sporadical shirt. So if you, you know, don't come crying if you can't. If you're like, oh my God, I really wanted a Sporadical shirt, but it's July 2nd. Motherfucker, you had a whole month to pick up his Sporadical shirts.
That's true, yep.
And we understand that the spelling isn't correct. That's all. If you're new to our show, it's how we roll here. It's Derine's word.
I was going to say, coming up later this week, I do have one of our listeners, Jax, has put together so far Derine's dictionary of words and definitions.
That.
So that is coming up later this week.
It's a great shirt, and we're going to start making them as soon as the pre-sale ends, and then they should go out in a few weeks after that. But if you want to pick up one of these limited time Sporadical shirts, again, online at pkanddk.com. Really appreciate y'all this month that dropped us a love slap because we're not talking about love slaps as much anymore, so nobody's really sending them in, but a few people are, and I just want you to know that I thank you for that, and especially to everybody out there that has our subscriptions. Y'all are helping us pay for some of these bills, and let me tell you, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and they just as everything else keep going up. I don't know, our water bill is like double.
It's going up?
Like double the price.
It went from 30, triple. It went from 30 to 90.
90? Ooh. Yeah.
And these motherfuckers out in Houston, they don't care, man. Though I had to deal with the water people before, and they were like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
You have a leak. I'm like,
sorry, man.
I wasn't living here.
Yeah, that's right.
When that happened. Remember that? It took like 4 months. And then they were like, yeah, that was our mistake. Then it took them still 4 months.
Oh.
Well, I don't care. It's like an extra $60, big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Unless it keeps happening every single month. It's just the hassle of having to be on the phone, and then they don't, you know. So it's a thing.
Has
you know?
Your electricity bill gone up?
Yeah, Elia said our electricity bill for the studio runs about as much as a small McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah.
I heard him wrong.
I was like, we only have these lights on for 2 hours.
Yeah, I turn everything off when I'm editing and stuff. And these lights are energy efficient lights. I think.
What? Wow.
Apparently not, but I think it's the computers and stuff.
Wow, that's a lot.
There's a lot. I said in the beginning of the year, I'm going to give this one more year and we'll see what happens.
Oh,
right?
Well, wait, why are you going into this conversation?
Yeah, keep you just opened up a floodgate.
Yeah, no. We're closing that back up. We're not having this discussion today. Things are positive. We are doing great stuff. We are having an amazing
Oregon
meetup.
You don't know where I was going with it.
On Friday, we have our Atlanta show.
Yeah.
We are working on our next live stream on YouTube, a date. So much positive.
You don't even know where I was going with it.
We're closing the floodgates before you even get a
speech. Emergency shut off.
Yeah.
You know, I was. Wow. Wow. All right, final thought, go.
Okay, so this is a Gmail kind of organizing hack.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of this, but there's a thing you could do with your email so you could track who is trustworthy
Trustworthy?
Yeah, if they're selling your data or not.
Ah.
I love that call.
That prank call is awesome.
Trustworthy?
That's something you can put in the show?
Yeah, I'll drop it in after his final thought. So wait, so what is this?
Now check this out. Your email, your Gmail. So what you do, like my email is Darian.
Why would you tell everybody that?
I think I've done that before.
Okay, I'll just put a bleep there.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll make up a...
What he's saying is you can have infinite email addresses through your account.
Yes.
That way, like when you're giving them, let's say you're Denise, and oh my God, there's a rally towel.
Yeah.
I can't wait to give them all my information.
Yeah, so I can get this towel. You're right.
Instead of them just bugging you for the rest of your life, you can just have that go to an email address, and if you don't win, you can turn it off.
So I didn't know this, but whatever your email address, you got to put plus a word at gmail.com.
Huh?
So for instance, my email, I'll just say Darian plus, I just signed up for Spirit. I created an account and this is my email. Darian plus Spirit at gmail.com. For some reason, Gmail, when you put the plus in there, it doesn't matter. It'll still get forward to your Gmail. And then anything like if Spirit sells my information, my email or anything like that, and I get an ad, I will know it's Spirit because the email in return will say Darian
Spirit,
plus
so then you can cancel Spirit. That one.
So now if Spirit, again, like sells it to, I don't know, to like a yo-yo company and the yo-yo company hits me up.
What's a yo-yo company?
Like the yo-yo toe.
Like
the
toy.
Actual toy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were using it as a phrase as in like it's some nonsense.
No, but if they sell it to like a yo-yo.
Why would you come up with that example?
It just came to my head.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So if they sell it to a yo-yo company. And that company hits me up in the ads like, yo, check out our yo-yos, you know? And then I could see, oh, Spirit, you're the one that sold my info.
You're the culprit.
I can't trust you no more. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yes, only if you can turn that email address off. So then the thousands of emails that are coming in, they don't come in anymore. Does that make sense? So can you or no?
You can't turn it off.
You can't turn it off? Then no, I don't care who's screwed me over. I guess you can figure that out.
But you could always unsubscribe.
Yeah.
You know?
So again, by simply adding a plus to the end of your username, but before the at, you can create infinite variations of your Gmail address.
Boom. There it is.
That's the final
thought. It is.
Wrapped up into a little bow.
Woo. Thank you for that.
All you had to say, bro.
Yeah, thank you, Denise. That's why I'm glad you're back and here.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, but before we say goodbye, we'll leave you with the trustworthy prank phone call.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
I heard you fix freezers.
Yes, I do.
I got a broken one.
Hold a second for me.
Yeah.
Hello. Go ahead.
Listen, I got a broken freezer. I need to get the son of a bitch fixed ASAP.
All right.
I got a dead body in there. I don't want it to stink up the joint.
What is this?
This is a guy with a broken freezer trying to get it fixed.
Give me the name.
Can you fix the freezer or not?
That's my job.
You can do it, like, without having to open it up?
You do dead bodies, you said, or?
I just got some stuff inside. Don't worry about it.
What's your location, man?
Why do you need to know that?
Okay, don't worry, dear friend. Maybe you have the wrong number.
No. I mean, I just need to get it fixed with somebody that's not going to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, like, I don't want, like, the police involved. Because my wife's been missing. They don't know where she is. I don't know where she is. And she could be in the freezer. She might not be in the freezer.
What are you talking about, man?
I just got to get a... What's the matter?
I don't want to do anything that is complicated.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If you have a freezer to fix, I can fix it.
Yeah, but just don't open it up.
What are you talking about? Like, you're making jokes. This is a joke.
Listen, man, I got to get a freezer fixed. Now, are you the man for the job or not?
You said you have your wife in there. What would I do? You think I want to get involved with that? You crazy?
Just don't call anybody. What's the problem?
You're telling me you have your wife in there.
I'm telling you.
You think I want to go do something where your wife is involved, a dead woman inside a freezer? Come on, man. Behave yourself. I don't want to do it.
I'm telling you I got a freezer that needs to get fixed.
Listen.
Yeah, what?
You have a wife in there. I didn't say that.
Did I say that?
Listen, you don't have an address. You don't have a name.
I'll meet you somewhere.
You crazy?
Let me ask you this, man. Are you trustworthy?
Trustworthy?
I'm just going to go somewhere else because this isn't working out for me.
Yeah, I think that's the way you got to go. Otherwise, I got to come to the police with guns to protect me to do this thing because you sound like a piece of shit.
All right. Well, there's no need to call names here. I'll fix it myself, all right?
That's it. Do it yourself.
Fine. I'm going to go fix a freezer now.
Love that one. All right, with that, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And the podcast replays on No Matter My Metro. Take them on the go. Atlanta to Fresno to the Gulf.
everybody have a good good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story. PK's podcast show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.